We're going to be reading the sermon Bible verse, Colossians 1, chapter 1, verse 15 through 20. So could I ask my readers to come forward? And while they're coming forward, another reminder why we're going to be reading our sermon message in different languages. The Bible tells us in Romans 10, 13 to 15, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? How can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how could anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news." So we're going to read these verses knowing that we have to go out and bring the word of God in all languages.
Well, I'll be reading from in Ewe. Ewe is a language spoken in the Western Africa, Togo, Ghana, and Benin. Thank you for coming. Christo nye mawu si mie kpona ola fenonome tututu. Eli hafi mawu wonu si anu eye le nyate femela. Christo ntu enye nu si anu si le jipo ple anyigbanji. Nu si o mie kpona ple nu si o mie kpona ola si awola. Eya ke wok bokbon wofe heheme si mie kpona ola. Efe fiao fiadufeo. Amegao, kple woƒe nusẽwo, Kristo wɔ esiawo katã na eya ŋutɔ ƒe ŋdɔnuwɔwɔ kple nutikɔkɔe. Eli hoho hafi nu sia nu va dzɔ, eye eƒe nusẽ lé xixiamenuwo katã ƒoƒui. Eye eya ye nye eta na hamea si nye eƒe ŋutila. Eya ye nye gɔmedzedzea kple ame siwo katã fɔ tso yɔme ŋkɔgbetɔ. Abe wòanye nu sia nu le nu sia nu me la wòanye gbãtɔ. Elabena Mawu dzi be nu sia nu si le ye me la nanɔ ye hã via la me. Mawu to nu si via wɔ me ʋu be nu siwo katã le dziƒo kple anyigba dzi la nava via gbɔ. Elabena Kristo to eƒe ku le atitsoga ŋuti me wɔ nutifafa le Mawu kple amewo katã dome to eƒe ʋu me. Thank you.
The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he may have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
Let's read this in French. Il est l'image de Dieu invisible, le premier-né de toute la création. Car en lui ont été créées toutes les choses qui sont dans les cieux sur la terre, les visibles et les invisibles, trône, dignité, domination, autorité, tout a été créé par lui et pour lui. Il est avant toute chose et toute chose subsiste en lui. Il est la tête du corps de l'Église. Il est le commencement, le premier-né d'entre les morts, afin d'être en tout le premier. Car Dieu a voulu que toute plénitude habitât en lui. Il a voulu par lui réconcilier tout avec lui-même, tant ce qui est sur la terre et qui est dans les cieux, en faisant la paix par lui, par le sang de la croix. Amen.
Él es la imagen del Dios invisible, el primogénito de toda creación. Porque por medio de él fueron creadas todas las cosas en el cielo y en la tierra, visibles y invisibles, sean tronos, poderes, principados o autoridades. Todo ha sido creado por medio de él y para él. Él es anterior a todas las cosas que por medio de él forman un todo coherente. Eres la cabeza del cuerpo, que es la iglesia. Él es el principio, el primogénito de la resurrección, para ser en todo el primero. Porque a Dios le agradó habitar en él con toda su plenitud y por medio de él reconciliar consigo todas las cosas, tanto las que están en la tierra como las que están en el cielo, haciendo la paz mediante la sangre que derramó en la cruz.
爱只是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。 他是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住，既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
Well, now all eyes are on me. Good morning, TCBC. How are you? Yes. I am very, very happy to be here. And I'm also standing before you. You know, TCBC is the only church when I am coming, I need to read a lot. Because you are very intellectual. But I also see the quality of the Christian life that you live. I also see the quality of the knowledge of the Bible that you have. So it's a great honor for even thinking that I will be asked to stand in here. And I'm very, very grateful to our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm also grateful for the church leadership who have given me this privilege to be standing here. And I also want to thank U.S. as a nation. My wife took me to UVI. Is that yesterday? Yeah, we were just walking, visiting your classrooms and looking at the buildings and the classrooms and everything computerized and neatly done. You are so blessed. So before I dive into the message, I want the church to select 10 people. In August, I'll be going back to Togo. We will do a comparative studies. And you come back and you report to the church about how beautifully well-developed you are. Whatever we say, whatever is happening, I want us to do that. And I also want to thank the minigers. We have been eating a lot. Very good meal. Very good meal. Now, 30 minutes for business. Who is Jesus Christ? We are here this morning because of that guy. If we should mention something we call church, it's because of that guy. If we should read a text in Chinese, in Mandarin, in Ewe, in French, in English, in Spanish, it's because of that guy. If from my village, my background, I should be standing before you today is because of that guy. And as the knowledge is growing in the world and the pressure on this name, objections, critics, and everything, we need to sit down and check our knowledge and reveal the knowledge we have of this guy. I'm saying guy because that's what we, the young people, we want to say. So, elderly people, don't be offended. I know he's God. I know he's Savior. I know that. Young folks, you can relate to me, right? But who is Jesus Christ? So this morning, allow me to say, if we want to reveal who Jesus is, I want everybody to know this book is not about science. This book is not about science. I will say it a third time. This book is not about science. This book is about a kingdom. And this book make we hear the Secretary of State of this kingdom. We are on this planet to share with people, sharing with people, training communities and building communities. That is TCBC. Training people behaving as Christians. Science is just a homework God gave to the brain. Stop there. Science is just a homework God gave to the brain. And an idea is just a pure conception of human reasoning. This book is not about science, but it talks about science. It talks about everything. So for people who say Bible has nothing to do with Christianity, well, if we mention Louis Pasteur, bacteriology, they have a Christian background. You should know that. When we talk about Isaac Newton, they have a Christian background. That is dynamics. If we talk about Michael Faraday, electromagnetics, they have a Christian background, etc., etc., etc. Now, as we read Colossians 1, 15 to 20, I want to give you a little background on this. Can you push the first button, please? In the early church, there was a way of looking at the world. That's what they call Gnosticism. And a group of those people, we call them Gnostics. In a simple word, they are the intellectuals. I hope we don't have Gnostics here, because you are very intellectual. But here is the issue. They have a basic assumption. There are two things in the world. You have the matter, M-A-T-T-E-R. Because of my pronunciation, I have to be spelling certain things for you. We have the matter and we have spirit. And matter is all evil. It's all evil. And spirit is all good. And this assumption assumed that the world is created out of this evil matter. As a consequence, we human beings, we are created from this evil matter. So if you claim that Jesus becomes a human being, it means that he's an evil creator. So Jesus is not qualified to be a king over the kings. Jesus is not qualified to be a savior because this evil world was created by what they call emanations. These are lower spirits departing further and further from God, ignorant, hostile against God. So they created the world. So dare not tell me Jesus Christ is the creator of the world. And if he does, he cannot be holy. If he does, he cannot be called a saint. So he is disqualified to be a savior. This is the background of this test. And that is a serious challenge to our Christian doctrine, our salvation doctrine. And we are here in a philosophy. What do we do? And Paul has to explain who this guy is to the Colossians. So, to be saved, you need to know. You need to know. You have a special knowledge. You need a special code to be saved. It disqualifies our Bible. It disqualifies Jesus Christ. And Paul has to reason with these people that, well, what you think of Jesus Christ is so elementary, is so primitive. And I need to heighten your knowledge of this person that we call Jesus Christ. So I want you to know Jesus Christ and know him really well. Not what science says about Jesus Christ. Not what archaeology says about Jesus Christ. Not what molecular and genomic biology says about Jesus Christ. But I want you to know Jesus as who Jesus Christ is. Knowing somebody is very crucial. You can identify with the person. You can understand the person. You can trust the person. And those who know like science, that's what we call social cognition. I want you to know, you should be telling me how many more minutes I have. Who is Jesus? This is the background. And as we go to campus, I want you to know who Jesus is. Know him and know him well. Next slide. Jesus himself wants you to know him very well. He does. So when he was walking with his folks, one day he has to ask them, who do people say I am? Black, tall, different accent? Yes, I am. Who do people say I am? Jesus doesn't want you to build your knowledge of him on what people say. Jesus doesn't want you to build your knowledge of him on what science says. I'm not saying that science is bad. I'm not saying that. Jesus doesn't want you to build your faith on what NASA says. We discover a new planet. So what the Bible says, I want you to know me. And know me well. So, oh yeah, Peter, now, who do you say I am? The way I relate to pastor depends on my personal knowledge of pastor. Am I correct? The way I talk to Steve depends on my personal knowledge of Steve, not on the hearsays. So, to be a Christian, we want your Christianity to be built on what Jesus says he is. And for the young folks, yeah, we go to church. Mom wants us to go. Dad wants us to go. Yeah, fine. I'm happy you are here. Build your faith on the Jesus revelation of himself. Not what people say. Because the way you relate with Jesus would depend on how well you know Jesus personally. Next slide. Yeah, we already talked about that. Next slide. Next slide. So, when Paul sits down with these people, he said, now let's talk. Let's talk. This evil matter that you are talking about, this evil world that you are referring to, actually has a lot of explanation. This Jesus Christ actually is the image of God. Philosophers know that. God. In science, what we did is just to not use the word. So that was one of the protocols in the scientific setting. We don't want to hear the word miracle. We don't want to hear the word God. The scientific theory, observation, and then you elaborate hypothesis, and then you go into the lab. You test it. And now when we say faith, it's also our hypothesis. So practice the Christian life to see if your faith will equal your belief. And they said, no, you don't do that. So Paul is saying, this Jesus Christ is the image of God, imago Dei. So what is an image? When I'm going by a river and I see the sun reflection in the river, what I see in the river, that is not the sun. Am I correct? So what Paul meant here is Jesus Christ. Now you can write, take note. The exact likeness and the perfect representative of God. That's what it means. So Jesus is not a picture of Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So you go through champagne. Did you see this guy? Did you see this guy? No. If you do that, you mistake. The perfect representative. God has always wanted to reveal himself to people. God wants people to know him the way he is. But the infinite cannot come to the finite in the infinite way. Does that make sense? The man is infinite. You and I, we are finite or finite. And the human beings are saying, why didn't you come in the infinite way? You cannot stand that. So the man has to change and conform himself into the finite structure that you have. If we want to go on the moon, we have to change the way we dress, right? So God has to change the way he is to fit into our understanding. So this Jesus, science is talking about, biology is talking, actually biology means Jesus. Do you know that? Let me tell you, I am the life, bio, and I am logos, steady. So when you are reading biology, actually biology means Jesus Christ. It's true. They don't want to tell you. Hydrology. Hydro, water. I am the water of life. And I am logos. They don't want to tell you. So this Jesus is the image. He represents God to human beings. He represents human beings to God. And you should remember that when he was in the temple, they want to trap him. Say, should we pay taxes to Caesar? He said, give me a coin. Whose image is on this? What did people say? But the coin is not Caesar, right? So when people started understanding this, Matthew Henry will say, Jesus Christ is the discovery, the visible discovery of the invisible God. Finally, we have something that we can relate to. This is visible of the invisible. So people who like Greek, school of theology, Greek, Hebrew, icon, iconon. So image is icon. And the image is different from likeness, homoiosis, look like. This is Jesus. So if you want to see God, look on him. If you want to talk to God, talk to him. This is the image. And when this understanding came to Greece, they said, wow, this is the wisdom of God. That's what they translate into logos. So Jesus became the mind of God, the logos of God, the word of God. This is the mind of God. This is who God looks like. This is what we have been looking for. Here we have it now. Who is Jesus? And we'll do high jump. So the guy has preeminence. Pre-existing. Well, here we are talking about the pre-incarnated Christ, right? Do you follow me? Who are the children? Those who take care of teaching of kids. When I go to churches, I'm asking them to stop teaching kids that Jesus is a child. He is not. Jesus was a child. Jesus is a king. Start teaching our kids that Jesus Christ is a king from the start. So when he chose to come as a baby, that's a different story. But the man is a king. So we will use those three propositional words, as you see in the text, in him. You have that? Fast forward. I don't follow this thing, so, let's be there. I did it because of you. I would just want to be talking here and there. In him, listen, this Jesus Christ we are talking about, he is the one who decided, he took the initiative. He did. So the structure, the molecular composition, the geographical composition, the hormonal composition, ionosphere, stratosphere, atmosphere. He took the initiative. That is Jesus Christ in him. Even when you see those three propositional phrases, some scholars say you see the beginning, you see the progress, and you see the end of creation. And me, I would say you see the origin of creation, you see the progress of creation, but you also see the objective of creation. In him, I took the initiative. I have that power. So back to the evil matter. No, those who read philosophy, the first cause, even what we call the universal principle of causation, this is the guy. He was the first. Let's cause something existere. Let's cause something into being. He didn't use a big bang. He didn't use a matter. He spoke in him. So somewhere in the Bible, they say God holds the world in his hand. You remember that? Do you remember that? Yeah. The world, well, you should know this. Universe and the world, they are two different things. You should know that. The world is in the universe. Jesus holds it this way. The world is Jesus' tablet. So when he's checking this, the well is just here. And if our this galaxy, we have more than 100 millions of galaxies. This is in him. That's the Jesus you believe in. That is the Jesus you trust in. He initiated that. And through him, the management, the caretaking. Yes, that's Jesus. And for him, some people, we don't have time to talk about the biblical cosmogony, different ideas about the origin of the world. It's different from cosmology, the study of the different aspects of the world. In him, through him, the unified force, the cohesion that we have in the world is Jesus Christ. And why did he do that? For his glory. I want to buy a table. So he bought a table. I want to create a world. He created a world. And this world is to serve his purpose. This world is to do his will. Let's fast forward. Next slide. He created all things. Ta panta. All. How much is all? How much is all? Everything we see was thought, created, and maintained by Jesus Christ. Everything. The visible and the invisible. That's why I was saying that this book is not about science. Science studies what is visible. So we don't have enough knowledge in the world to do a mathematical demonstration of the invisible. It doesn't exist. Come home. We don't have enough knowledge on this planet to do a scientific demonstration of the invisible. We don't even know what invisible is. Science does not go there. So how dare you talk about invisible where you don't know how to know? Everything. Black holes, and the closest black holes that we have, Cygnus X1, can swallow 15 sun that you see. That's the closest black hole that we have. Jesus taught them, Jesus created them, and Jesus maintains them. That is the man we believe in. Things that we don't see, the darkness, as we talk about today. What is the force behind everything? Why is this like that? He created them all. Powers, authorities, dominions. Jesus created all that. China, Jesus created it. Okay? North Korea, who created it? Oh, answer me. Who created North Korea? Who created Russia? Who created Trump? Who created coronavirus? You need to know the man. That's why the apostles, when something happens, they know they are secure. The man knows everything. That's why he has answers to everything. So heaven is not surprised when things are becoming fluid. Heaven is not surprised. Everything. Voodoos, shrines, amulets, Machu Picchu and all that. I created them. Why? For my glory. Let's move out. Now, not only preeminence in time, well, even when we talk about those things, you know, universe is three-dimensional, 3D. Universe is three-dimensional. You have space, you have time, and you have matter. The space, you have three dimensions, east, west, south, north, up and down. And they are all infinite. And the matter, you have energy, you have motion, and you have phenomenon. They are all infinite. Jesus taught them, Jesus created them, and Jesus is managing them. Redemption, what is redemption? Coming to back to God by putting your faith in Jesus Christ. You know that. And what is church? I want to fast forward here. Pastors and church leadership, everybody, I want you to know church does not belong to pastors. I want to say that again. Church does not belong to pastors. They know that. But it's you, the members, who are struggling with that. So when you come to pastor with something, and he says, no, we cannot do it that way, you think pastor should talk about himself, about church. These guys are just reps of the head of the church. Church does not need any head anymore. We don't. So every fight, every battle of a headship in church should stop. We already have a head. It's Jesus Christ. So we don't want phantasmagoric churches. We don't want churches with multi-heads. They are ghostic churches. Because we already have a head. That is our direction. That is our leadership. We should follow him. That's why we should pray for our leaders. Are they connected to the head? Did they hear from the head? What is the head telling them? That should rather be our talks. That should rather be our prayers. That should rather be our discussion. And pastors, I'm inviting you, be tough on people. We don't use those words, but I use them. Because the day Jesus Christ will ask you, okay, give me an account about TCBC from 2008 to 2020, they will not be there. You'll be alone. I gave you TCBC. What did you do with it? Be tough on them. But listen to them. That is church. We have the head, and we have a guiding spirit, the Holy Spirit. The movement. I have 5 more minutes, right? We are living. We are active. So when you come to church, they say, no, you cannot behave like that. The pastor is not talking about himself. He's talking about a head. And then you hear the members say, well, are the church leaders holy? So why are they tough on us? We are not talking about the church leaders. We are talking about you. Let's talk about you first. That's the church. And I'm also encouraging churches to change some names. You know, here, this is not church. This is our gathering place. The church is Christ, the body of Christ. This is a member of the body of Christ. So the leadership has to answer the question, what are we in the body of Christ? Are we eyes? Are we ears? Are we the feet? Are we the arms? Are we the belly? That is the question the leadership should answer. What is church? We come to church to have fun. No, no, no. Stop those sentences. We don't come to church to have fun. What is funny about somebody dying on the cross? What is fun about somebody who created the world and everything is a mess? What are you happy about? We are to have fun. Go home and play music and have fun. Next slide. The goal of redemption is reconciliation. Heaven reconciling with the earth. So, if you come to redemption, through redemption, you have justification. You are counted righteous. God will no more count your sins for you. So, if you are here this morning, you are still burdened by your past. People always remind you of your sin. You are justified through the blood of Jesus Christ. Forget about that. Learn lesson from that. Live a different life. So, people who say, Pastor, when they come to you, oh, I'm just born like that. Say no. I don't want to hear that word sentence again in my office. You are not born like that. We are not doing psychology in church. Reconciliation. So, are you reconciled with your wife before you come this morning? You know, Christians quarrel the most on Sunday mornings. Is there anybody still in your prison, your heart? It's amazing how we come to church. We don't even talk to one another. You don't know what they did to me. Yes, I don't know. But I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about this book, Luke 17. Are you reconciled? Are the Republicans reconciled with the Democrats? Are the LGBTs reconciled with non-LGBTs? I always tell people, you think that when God looks at America, he only sees the LGBTs? He sees a nation. That's why we should pray for them. That's why we should love them. How to love them is the question. Are you reconciled with God? That vertical reconciliation translated into horizontal reconciliation. Is there anybody in your class, at your workplace, that you need to reconcile to or with? That's the benefit of reconciliation. Next slide. Well, two applications. First, missional. If I know that in him, initiation, through him, for him, the origin, the management, or the maintenance, and the glory, all these things that we see, do I talk about redemption to people around me? They will say that's the business of the pastor. But when they buy a new cell phone, they post it on their Facebook. How can somebody say, I am ashamed to talk about Jesus Christ, but when they buy iPhone, how many now? 10? They will post this on Facebook, oh, you see my phone, but they cannot talk about Jesus Christ. Are you serious? If you have a new girlfriend, a new boyfriend, you tell people, you cannot talk about Jesus Christ. You say, he's hard. Yes, I am. When you boil the new house, you take a picture, you post on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever chap. But I'm just ashamed to talk about, do you know Jesus Christ as pictured by this pericope? That he's the image of God. He created everything. So I don't care if I have clothes or not. I don't care if I have money or not. I don't care if I'm in good health or not. I don't care if I cry or not. I just want to tell people about this God. Next slide. Yes, I was in Togo. I came back 3 weeks ago. Next slide. You see the pictures and you yourself, you can just imagine. imaginative psychology. Next slide. 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 So, what? Jesus, if you know him, in addition to the missional application, we need a personal application. It is a privilege for us to be called Christians. It's a privilege that the creator of the universe, in him, through him, or by him, or for him, called me his child. It's a privilege. So we should not abuse of that. Once saved, always saved. It's true. How can I be in a classroom and people don't even know that I am a Christian? How is that possible? How can I be a Christian and I cannot just live anyhow and we want the pastors to agree? We are free, Pastor, right? We are free, right? So we can just do everything. You agree? Listen, church is not this building. Church is Jesus in you. And you got to behave differently. People have to see something different. The positive difference, that is zero superior to zero. When they see you, there is something different. I don't have not seen a Christian who just meld in everything. Whether if I say no now, they will mock me. Yes, Jesus himself was mocked. Everybody was mocked. Don't run away from that. So we conclude by saying Jesus is the very rep and the likeness of God. And he is qualified to be that. Because he created the world. He did. And he's maintaining it. And every power that you can think about, he created all that. And finally, when we got into a mess, he came down to reconcile us back to our Lord. What are you going to do with this knowledge of Jesus Christ? What does this message tell you? May God bless you and may God keep you. Know Jesus Christ and know him very well. Thank you.